Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for a world that's always trying to keep you on edge. Today, we're diving into something super powerful: the art of enjoying your own company. Now, before you picture me holed up in a cave with only my cat and a dusty old philosophy book, hear me out. This isn't about being antisocial or rejecting human connection. It's about recognizing the immense value in solitude, how it can actually make us better, happier, and more resilient people. You know that feeling when you just need some quiet time to recharge? To process thoughts, gain clarity, and simply be present with yourself? That's the magic of being alone, intentionally choosing it as a space for growth and reflection. And trust me, there are so many benefits to embracing this. First up, clarity. Ever feel like your brain is a runaway hamster wheel, constantly spinning with thoughts and to-dos? Being alone allows you to slow things down, create space for introspection, and actually hear your inner voice. That's the real you, unfiltered by external opinions or distractions. You start making decisions based on what truly matters to you, not just what's expected of you. Second, creativity blossoms. Remember that time when you were lost in a daydream, and suddenly, bam, a brilliant idea struck you? That's solitude working its magic. When you give your mind the freedom to wander without constant stimulation, it can make those unexpected connections, spark innovation, and tap into your creative potential. Think of authors writing their masterpieces, artists finding inspiration in quiet moments. They understand the power of this. Third, self-discovery takes center stage. Being alone forces us to confront ourselves, our strengths, weaknesses, desires, fears. It's like a deep dive into your own soul, helping you understand what truly motivates you, what brings you joy, and what areas need nurturing. This can be a powerful catalyst for personal growth and transformation. You start recognizing patterns in your behavior, understanding your triggers, and ultimately, becoming more self-aware, which is key to living a fulfilling life. Fourth, it's a superpower for resilience. Life throws curveballs, right? But when you cultivate a love for solitude, you build an inner fortress of strength and peace. You learn to navigate challenges with a clear head, draw on your inner reserves, and bounce back stronger. Think of it like this: solitude is your mental gym. The more you practice being alone comfortably, the more equipped you become to handle any storm that comes your way. Finally, let's talk about true connection. I know what you're thinking. Isn't being alone the opposite of connecting with others? Well, here's the thing. When you genuinely enjoy your own company, you bring a sense of wholeness and authenticity to your relationships. You're not seeking validation or approval from others because you already feel fulfilled within yourself. This makes for deeper, more meaningful connections, because you're truly present and engaged, not just filling a void. Think about it. That friend who always seems calm, centered, and radiating joy, chances are they know the power of solitude. They've mastered the art of being alone and loving it. And guess what? You can too. So, how do we put this into practice? Let's say you have a big presentation coming up. Instead of freaking out and seeking constant reassurance from others, take some time for yourself. Go for a walk in nature, meditate, journal, whatever helps you clear your head and center your energy. You'll approach that presentation with a sense of calm confidence and deliver it with more impact. Or imagine you're feeling overwhelmed by the news cycle or social media drama. Instead of getting sucked into negativity, create some space for yourself. Read a good book, listen to calming music, spend time on a hobby that brings you joy. This isn't about escaping reality, it's about finding moments of peace and perspective amidst the chaos. Remember, being alone doesn't have to be lonely. It's an opportunity to connect with yourself on a deeper level, discover your true potential, and cultivate a sense of inner peace that radiates outwards. So, go ahead, embrace the power of solitude, You might just surprise yourself with what you discover. Until next time, keep detaching, keep growing, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.